Anyone home?
Welcome. Oh, Juma, it's you. Welcome. Let me bring chairs. We sit outside.
Thank you. I will wait.
You can sit here.
How are you and your family?
We're doing fine. Mr. Totsi has just left and Kwame is inside the house.
That is good. Today I brought you a family mid-upper arm circumference tape and I would like to show you how you can use for monitoring yourself and family.
Thank you, Juma.
Muak is a flexible measuring tape and it is wrapped around the mid-upper arm between the shoulder and elbow. Kindly help me with water and soap. I wash my hands, then I can show you how it is used.
The hand washing station is just next to that tree. We can wash our hands.
Thank you. Let your son Kwame sit here. First, are you observing?
Yes, I am.
You know, Mrs. Totsi, the first step of taking a Muak measurement is by washing your hands with soap and running water for about 20 seconds. Then, next, I will help Kwame to remove his top. His upper body should be undressed. There is no need to take off his pants or shoes.
Thank God it's a warm day. I wouldn't want Kwame to feel cold.
Yes, Mrs. Totsi. Ensure you're in a room that a child will not be exposed to cold. Then Kwame needs to stand straight and position himself on his left side. If Kwame was not able to stand, I would have placed him on a seat or held him on my lap to make sure he is on his left side. Next, I will take Kwame's left arm such that it hangs straight down in a relaxed way at the side of his body. Can you see? Next, I will wrap the Muak tape this way around Kwame's left arm in the middle between his shoulder and elbow. You should make sure you wrap the tape in a way that the window opening is on the top, facing you, so that you can see the color, and insert the tip of the Muak tape in the first small opening next to the larger window opening. Afterwards, you should pull the tape until it fits securely around Kwame's arm like this. There is no need to mark the midpoint of the Muak when using the family Muak. Please, Mrs. Totsi, do not tighten such that the Muak tape pushes down into the skin. Also, do not leave the tape too loose such that there are gaps between the Muak tape and the skin. The tape should touch the skin all the way around the arm without making a dent in the skin. Next, you will check the color that is framed inside the larger window opening of the tape between the two arrows. This color is the Muak measurement. Record or note the corresponding color code of the tape. What readings and color can you see for Kwame?
I can see color green and it is 14 centimeters.
Great, Mrs. Totsi. Yes, that is true. This means that Kwame is growing well and is well nourished. You know, Muak has three color codes. The colors red, yellow, and green indicate the level of malnutrition. The green color means the child is well nourished. Yellow means the child has moderate wasting, and red means the child has severe wasting.
Whoa! It is that easy. I'm glad that Kwame is growing well.
Yes. When your child is well nourished, you are encouraged to continue feeding the child well with a variety of food groups. If the child is moderate and severe malnourished, you are encouraged to visit the nearest health facility for further management. Early detection of malnutrition is important for the growth of a child. Before I forget, when you finish taking a Muak measurement, please clean the Muak tape with soapy water, rinse it under running water, and dry it by holding it at the tip and waving it in the air. Keep it straight without folding it in a clean, dry place.
Thank you, Juma. Let me try cleaning. I'm happy to have learned that today.
Ah, that is great. The Muak tape is now clean. I will leave you this Muak tape and you can use it to continue monitoring Kwame and Amari. And remember to continue observing COVID-19 prevention measures that the government has put in place. Continue to breastfeed until 2 years and give Kwame the appropriate complementary feeding. I hope you still remember what we learned in our previous meeting.
I will. And thank you for visiting us.